USA Radio News.
Police have released an update on findings in the quadruple murder investigation at the University of Idaho. Police said on the night of the incident, officers located a dog at the home where the four students were murdered. The dog was unharmed, turned over to animal services, and released to a responsible party. Moscow police say the FBI is continuing to assist them in the investigation and is accepting information from the public. Moscow police will hold another news conference on Wednesday, November 23rd at 1 p.m. A University of Virginia football player who was seriously wounded in the shooting that killed three of his teammates has been released from the hospital. The mother of running back Mike Hollins tweeted the news early Monday. On November 13th, Lavelle Davis Jr., Deshaun Perry, and Devin Chandler were shot and killed by a former teammate as they returned to campus from a field trip. Winter is about a month away, but in some parts of the country, it looks like Mother Nature jumped the gun.
Federal help is on the way to western New York after a major snowstorm. President Biden has approved an emergency declaration following the storm that dumped several feet of snow in the Buffalo area. Orchard Park, home to the Buffalo Bills Stadium, saw 77 inches of snow. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After purging nearly two-thirds of Twitter's 7,500-person workforce in 3 weeks, Elon Musk is reportedly hiring again. According to the outlet The Verge, during an all-hands meeting with Twitter employees Monday, Musk said that the company is done with layoffs and actively recruiting for roles in engineering and sales, and that employees are encouraged to make referrals. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
AAA is predicting this could be the third busiest Thanksgiving travel week since 2020. On Monday in Chicago, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is there to hold airlines accountable for how they handle and treat passengers.
We live in a world, especially with Midwestern weather, where the cancellation rate's never going to be zero. But when it gets as high as 3 or 4%, which is what we saw in the summer, that is enough to cascade through the system and it can take days to recover.
Buttigieg adds that the department will assist travelers with refunds if eligible for a significant delay or cancellation. Flight cancellations in the first half of 2020 spiked 11% above pre-pandemic levels, according to the flight tracking website, FlightAware. Two men were arrested Saturday in New York City, stopping what police claim was a developing threat to the Jewish community. In New York City on Monday, Mayor Eric Adams stresses that it was not an idle threat.
We see communications and communities across the nation being targeted for their race and their way of life. This hate cannot be allowed to take hold and build and gain further ground.
Outgoing Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker plans to be involved in the 2024 presidential race, but not as a candidate. While Baker dismissed speculation about a White House bid, Nikki Haley, former Republican governor, left the door open. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.